I listen to 2ARM 92.1 FM in the car and at work for great tunes and community news.
Good morning. You're listening to 2ARM 92.1 FM, your local community radio station. This morning we've got Dorothy Robinson standing as the Greens representative in the upcoming by-election on the 22nd of June. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
So thanks for coming in. Now, we've provided this opportunity for all standing members in the by-election on the 22nd to come in and talk about themselves and why they're standing and what they're standing for. So you might start by telling me how long you've been in Armidale and what encouraged you to come.
I came here because I was offered a job here in 1989, which is about 35 years ago, and I've stayed since then. I started off working for the Department of Agriculture at the University of New England doing scientific research, and I ended up as a principal research scientist before retiring.
And tell me, why have you stayed? You must like Armidale.
Oh, I've always wanted to live in a small town. It's far better than big towns and big population centres. You can have better community. You can have all the resources you need without the hustle and the bustle and too many people.
So the climate must have been in your choice as well.
Well, I love the climate. It's something where you can have a really nice warm house in winter simply by having the sun screaming every day. And that's what I did. I built my own house as soon as I came here.
You worked as a statistician and in genetics at New South Wales Ag. And then what did you do?
By that time, I'd been elected to council, and council was almost a full-time job, so it seemed better to concentrate on the community and do all the work that I thought was really important that I didn't have time to do when I was working full-time.
So that leads me on to the next question. Why are you standing in this by-election for the Greens?
Basically because I really believe this region deserves a fair go. We need and deserve the same quality of health and other services as Sydneysiders. And currently that is not the case. We've got poorer health, a much higher incidence of chronic diseases, and shorter life expectancy.
Well, that leads me into the platforms that you're going to put forward for why people should vote for you. So in brief, what were the platforms that you would put forward?
Well, basically, as I've said, give this region a fair go. We need a fair allocation of resources. And there are so many examples of where this is not happening currently. For example, even council road funding, the Northern Beaches per kilometre gets twice the road funding of Armidale Regional Council. And that isn't fair. The New South Wales government allocates this money from federal funds, and it should be allocating it for the same rate per kilometre.
So the fair go also relates to health, I think you just mentioned, transport, education.
That's very, very true. All these things, we don't get a fair go at the moment. We are finding we're short of doctors. And there are so many solutions that we could have. Some of them are already being implemented because of local support, but we could go further. For example, training GPs, we already do now have our local area's health service training the GPs. But why not also employ them? And if they're employed, then they can attract the Medicare rebates and we'll get more health funding for this region. It's a win-win for everyone.
So what would be the next platform that you would put forward?
Well, can I just first talk about transport as well? Because, again, we don't have a fair go in transport. We've no bus service to Brisbane, no public transport to Brisbane. If you want to have medical services if you're out in the regions, you cannot get very easily transport to bigger places to have your health medical appointments. And that is just not on. We really need at least a regular bus services between Armidale, Gyra, Glen Innes, Inverell, Bundara and back to Armidale. And if that was even once or twice a week, a regular twice a day service, then we get an awful lot more people having the transport they need. It might even be possible in the long run to find if we can do it by train as well. But initially, we want some sort of service because that's what we need and deserve.
Okay, let's move on to another platform. So that was fair go for the community and the region. Climate, is that something?
Climate action is very, very important. And it's really, really important for agricultural areas because if we don't act on climate, we're going to get droughts, bushfires, dust storms, floods, and superstorms, all of which will affect our lifestyle and our agricultural productivity. And the solution is just so easy. Renewables now are so much cheaper than coal, and they'll be so much more cheaper than nuclear power if it ever comes in. And one of the best ways to ensure everybody enjoys the benefits of this renewable energy zone is simply to share the benefits. Everyone in this region deserves low-cost power, and we'll be generating it. It'll be coming out of our ears, and sometimes there won't be enough transmission lines to send it all to Sydney, so it should be free. And that's what we really want to aim for. At the moment, what's happening is that Canberra is buying power at a very, very cheap rate from our local Met Solar Farm. And if they can do it and enjoy cheap electricity, so should we.
So that feeds back into your first platform, which is Fair Go for the Region. If you think about social services and the affordability of power, having a cheaper power source in our local region would actually flow into our benefiting our social service and social housing and all the community benefits of reducing annual costs for power.
That is very, very true. And also the other thing we need on climate action, which will help fund all the services we need, is to end all these climate damaging subsidies. Those subsidies include logging native forests, and that cost the public purse $441 per hectare in 2001. We are having less coal royalties in New South Wales than Queensland. Queensland's been very, very clever about this. What it's done is it's had a sliding scale of royalties. So whenever there's prices increase and the coal developers get a bonanza, some of that bonanza comes back to the state government, and then it can fund all the services they need. And we, again, should do the same. That, in last financial year, would have given us an extra $5 billion. And that's $5 billion we can spend on services, spend on energy efficiency, because at the moment we've got this problem that people in our region cannot access the same subsidies as they can in bigger cities. So let's just do it and give everybody a fair go and give the climate a fair go as well.
That's great. And your last platform I read here is local decision making. Can you talk a bit about that?
Well, local decision making means that instead of having large vote buying grants, which was one of the problems of the previous Liberal National Party government, we allocate money directly to local councils so they can use it where it's going to do the best benefits. Local people know where it will do the most good, rather than having complicated grant applications to other levels of government, which then possibly doesn't always work because they don't always find the right things to spend the money on. And maybe sometimes it might be better just to reduce the rates instead of having grandiose projects. So local decision making will allow this. It would probably allow our councils to invest in more affordable housing, invest in more services like the neighbourhood centre, invest in renewable energy and community batteries, because that's the one thing that will really make our renewable energy zone, the storage, will really bring down the prices and mean that we can make the best use of this facility.
Well, that sounds all very straightforward, Dorothy. So we might just tie it up a little bit. Now, what number are you on the ballot paper?
I'm number two on the ballot paper.
So the three platforms that we've talked about is a Fair Go for the Region. That includes health, transport, education, a whole lot of things. Climate action is a big one. And local decision making. So they're the three. So if you had any final comments to make on why people should vote for you, Dorothy Robinson, a member for the Greens in the upcoming by-election on the 22nd, what would that be?
Well, I'd simply say that every vote is powerful. And if you want to vote for the status quo, it implies that you're satisfied with the status quo. This is obviously not the case for a region. We need a fair go. We need our fair share of resources. We also need to slash bureaucracy, require our local area health services to ensure that we have a fair allocation of resources and end those counterproductive climate damaging subsidies and raise coal levies to the same rate as Queensland. This will create a better, healthier northern tablelands, and I'm sure that's what we all want.
Certainly. Now, thanks for coming in, Dorothy. And just remember, vote number 2 on the ballot if you want to vote for Dorothy Robinson, the candidate standing for the Greens on the 22nd. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, and I hope all your listeners have a good day.
Thank you.